you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about how to focus. So the first thing you actually want to do is decide how long are you going to be focusing for and on what. Now, I also want you to think about deciding a result that you want, because there's one thing to say, I'm going to record podcasts for 30 minutes versus what I do for myself. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to record four podcast episodes in that 30 minutes because then I know what I need to do. Because what could likely happen is I could start one podcast and I could talk and then I could decide it's not good enough. And then I could go again and then I could decide it's not good enough. And then I could go again. And at the end, I could have recorded podcasts for 30 minutes and not have a single one produced. But if I'm like, okay, my result is to record four podcasts in 30 minutes, then I know exactly what I need to do. And so what that does is it requires me to not be perfect about it. It's like, okay, we need to come up with an idea, we need to record it. And then from there, we actually just really share what we want to share. And then we decide that it was really good instead of like judging yourself or second guessing it a bunch of times. So defining that result is also very helpful when you think about focusing. And then the next thing you actually want to do is just remove the distractions in whatever way that you can. So this could look like turning your phone on silent. This could look like shutting the door. This could look like closing the browsers on your computer. Like whatever it looks like to allow yourself to create that focus. And because we've determined the amount of time that we're going to focus. So for instance, like when I'm recording these podcasts, I'm like, okay, I'm going to give myself 30 minutes. This is the amount of time I'm focusing. So I'm not looking at my text messages. I'm not checking on this. I'm just like focused for these 30 minutes and then giving yourself a break. So it's not that I'm going to be focused for 30 minutes. I'm going to be focused for 3 hours total. It's like, no, I'm going to do this 30 minutes, then I'm going to walk out of my office and I'm going to take a break. And this really allows my brain to actually focus better because it knows like we're just doing this for a short amount of time and then we get a break. Again, if we were like, okay, I'm going to focus for 3 hours, what would end up happening is your brain's like, no, let's not do that. And it wants to get off course and it wants to do these other things because it seems like a really long time to the brain. When you're like, okay, 30 minutes, this is what we're doing, you can focus, then you can take your break. And again, it can be whatever time frame you feel necessary. So for instance, for the podcast, for me, it's 30 minutes, but before I have done an hour. And so it's really just playing around with what works best for you in this time, how you're feeling. Like decide that time ahead of time, though, so that your brain knows how long you're going to be focusing for. So just to kind of recap, you want to decide what you're working on. This way, it's not confusing. So you're not like trying to figure out what to work on in that time. It's like we've defined what we're going to work on, we've defined how long we're going to work on it, and then we've also defined the result that we're going to create. It's so frustrating to not know what's going on, trying to take action, it not working, you starting and stopping, it feeling so hard. Even if you are taking action, it feels like you're pushing through and it's taking so much effort and it's so much harder than it needs to be. And you're also not seeing the results that you want. It becomes very frustrating. So if you want to get out of this frustration cycle, take action easier, take more of the right actions and work with your brain, then go to successbykayla.com to get access to the Why You Aren't Taking Action video. Successbykayla.com to sign up now.